Troy for breakfast.
And welcome. It is Troy with you, and welcome to another podcast. We've got plenty of things happening across the Great Southern. Of course, Newdigate, the machinery field days, they are on. And also, too, what about this? The Lucinda tanks in Nowangara have been finished by Jerome Davenport, the visual artist, and just lovely to see what he does with a spray can. Now, we know a lot of people get spray cans, and they go this way, that way, and every way, but what Jerome Davenport does with a spray can, it'll certainly knock you over. These are fantastic. It's all to do with the horsepower highway, and we're going to catch up with Jerome a little bit later on. But, well, Aussie artists, they're doing big things, and none bigger at the moment than country music superstar Casey Barnes. He's released a brand new song called God Took His Time on You. Is he any relation to Jimmy? Jimmy Barnes? I'll let you decide.
Good morning. the forgotten Timmy. Yes.
How many times did you tour around the world and go, oh, is Jimmy your dad?
Mate, it's...
How many?
It's been many times. In fact, there's been some classics. I think the first one was 2005.
Yeah.
And then I got to open for Bryan Adams, actually. He was idols growing up as a kid, and it was my first big break in music, and it was for A Day on the Green, the big winery concert series that goes around the country, and the crowd had obviously never seen me before because this was a long, long time ago, and the promoters come out and he said, ladies and gentlemen, opening up today, we've got the talented Casey Barnes, and my wife's out in the crowd, and there were a group of girls in front of her looking at the stage, and they were like, oh, this is Casey Barnes. It's Jimmy Barnes' daughter. She's great. She's awesome. And so, Michelle, my wife's texting us backstage. She's going, you're not going to believe this. So we actually made a joke of it.
Yeah.
The first song. And it ended up being like an icebreaker with the crowd. And once we did that, we were off. We were off and racing. It was great.
What a great icebreaker. Hey, mate, congratulations. Your new song is out called God Took His Time on You. Well done on it. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, a little different to the last few singles. I do a lot of that up-tempo country rock and pop sort of stuff. And this song sort of came about during lockdown last year, and I co-wrote it with two writers over in Nashville. And as soon as we finished the song, we knew straight away it was a really special track, something different to anything that I'd sort of written before. And we were sort of waiting for the right time to put it out, and it just felt like now was that right time. And yeah, it's been an amazing response so far. And I mean, for Triple M to add it to their entire network is a big thing. It's great. We're very, very grateful.
For sure. Now, it's coming off an unnamed album. Are you tossing up some names at the moment, mate?
Yeah, we are. I've nearly finished the next record. Yeah. I've been in the studio during, we've had a couple of lockdowns over here and been able to get in the studio and finish off the last few tracks, and it's done now, which is exciting. And now I've got to come up with the what feels like the right title. The previous album was called Town of a Million Dreams, and that just felt right for a lot of different reasons. I grew up in a little place in Tassie as a kid, and grew up with, I guess, big dreams of what I wanted to do, and that sort of felt like the right title. But I'm sure this one will pop into my head when the time's right. It's just one of those things where you just got to wait for the inspiration, I guess.
For sure. Now, what are you on the Gold Coast at the moment?
On the Goldie, we've been lucky. Luckier than a lot of parts of Australia that we've been able to do some shows and get out on the road, and do some gigs. But we're definitely keen to get out and get to WA and New South Wales, Victoria, Tassie, and do some more gigs as soon as we can.
So you wouldn't be able to get into New South Wales, mate, probably about till 2055?
Exactly. It's scary, isn't it? It really is scary. We've already had to cancel. I know three shows in New South Wales for September that have all obviously fallen over. And it's really heartbreaking for so many people in the industry at the moment. A lot of people doing it hard.
Yeah, certainly are. Now, little Bertie tells me you're off to Mackay very soon, mate. Is that right?
We've actually, we just came back from Mackay.
Okay.
And it was fantastic. We got to do that one. Actually, we were laughing because Ian Moss was on the lineup. So Barnsley and Moss back together, just the wrong Barnes. It was, it was me up there. So that was great.
And
we also did the Mount Isa Rodeo a few weeks ago with Shepherd and Lee Kernaghan. And that was a ripper. It was an absolute blast out there. So, yeah, it's nice to be able to do some gigs.
Especially for you guys, instead of sitting around staring at four grey walls, mate, you can get on out and about and do what you do best.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And, you know, I don't think you realise how much you appreciate live shows until you can't do them. And I think it goes the same way for artists and for punters, you know. Like, you get so many messages from people that are missing out, like they're just dying to get back to, you know, go and see their favourite artist play, go to a festival and enjoy music. And, hopefully we can all get to do more of it soon.
So not only have you released a brand new song, but, well, this weekend over there at the Goldie, mate, you're up for four nominations as part of this year's Gold Coast Music Awards.
Yeah, that was a nice little surprise. I wouldn't expect you guys would have heard of the Gold Coast Music Awards over there, but yeah, it's started to gain a bit of, you know, credibility over the last few years, and they do a great job. There's, you know, really are a lot of talented musicians over this way. Amy Shark, it's funny, we grew up playing in all the same pubs and clubs around the Goldie, and we've been mates for years. And and obviously she's gone on to become this massive superstar.
Exactly.
And she's won the Artist of the Year at the Gold Coast Music Awards a couple of times. And so it's a great little setup, and it's nice to be nominated.
No, fantastic, mate. Well, you're both going from strength to strength, pretty much, yourself and Amy Shark, mate. So
yeah, I bump into her a bit.
Do
actually,
you?
We
yeah.
often She's sort of based not too far from where I live. I'm in a little place called Currumbin here, and I'll often be out going for a run, and she'll be out going for a walk with her partner, and we'll bump into one another and have a chat. But she's a legend and a lovely, lovely person.
Now, if you could tour, you know, do the big tour, who would you do it with, mate?
Wow. Well, I mean,
Jimmy
I've Bucks. Always had...
Jimmy and Casey on tour.
It would be weird. Actually, I was sitting about two tables away from him at the Apple Music Awards earlier in the year, and we've never met each other officially. I actually wanted to go and say good day to him, I'd love someone like a Keith Urban huge. Like, I got a huge respect for him, and other artists I grew up listening. It would be hard now because he's pretty much not touring anymore, but Elton John was someone that I grew up listening to a lot when I was a kid. I nearly got to open for James Taylor. It was very, very close to happening, and I grew up listening to his records and learning how to play guitar thanks to him, the way that he plays. And any of those would be fantastic.
If anyone can bring James Taylor over, well, I've got a bloke who can open for him. So, yeah, his name is Casey Barnes. Hey, mate, thanks for your time. I know that you're busy. Hopefully you can get to WA, if not this year, mate, hopefully sometime soon.
Oh, we'd love that. It'd be great to get back over there, and thanks for playing the new one.
All roads lead to Newdigate over the next couple of days. Of course, the 49th annual Newdigate Machinery Field Days. And we do have the president with me this morning in Craig Newman. Craig, good morning, mate.
Good morning to you, Troy, and listeners.
You're ready to go?
Yeah, no, we're really looking forward to this. It's going to be a fantastic one. Could be a little bit cool. Bring a jumper. But, all the shiny equipment's turned up, and exhibitors are here. And we're really looking forward to this year. It should be a cracker.
Now, you have
seasons showing it as well.
Yeah, for sure, mate. Now, you've got a theme this year.
Yeah, one of our ladies in the committee, she brought up we should have mental health, and has really embraced it this year. And we've gone along with the Blue Tree group, and we've painted a tree on the entrance coming into the field days. And so really stands out in the landscape, and it'll be, quite a thing for everyone to see. It's really good.
Fantastic. And I see where you've got the Aboriginal Affairs Minister, Stephen Dawson. He'll be at the opening later on today too, mate. And former Test cricketer, the one and only Bradley Hogg, makes his way to Newdigate.
Yeah, no, Brad, he's almost a local.
He is.
Good friends of ours, and I think he'll keep us all well entertained. We quite enjoy his company, and we're really looking forward to him getting all you guys bloody involved in what he's trying to with the mental health theme.
Now, mate, of course, it didn't happen last year with COVID-19, but is there anything new this year that people heading on out to Newdigate can go and have a look at?
Oh, yeah, you have to come and check out our burger bar. We've got a footy...
I knew there'd be food involved.
Yeah, the footy club's really got involved this year, and Dwight and a little toddler, a young bloke here, he's bloody got in there, and we've really done a heap of work on the footy bar. We've redone all the burger side of it, relined it all, and yeah, it's come up a treat. It'll for a cold day, it's going to be the place to be, I think, is grab a burger.
Yeah, certainly too, mate. Is there more exhibitors this year, do you know, at the moment?
We are sitting pretty well exactly where we are on a normal year.
Yep.
We had, I think there was 8 that had dropped out with the COVID cancellations from over east.
Okay.
But, that's slightly picked up again. So, the numbers are holding pretty well, given, what has happened.
For sure. And I see, mate, you've got plenty of major sponsors, general sponsors, supporting sponsors as well. It's just going to be a massive 2 days out at Newdigate.
Yeah, the Whitford put on our fireworks on the Wednesday night, and I really encourage everyone to stay Wednesday night, and there's plenty of good food vans around.
Yep.
And enjoy the fireworks. That's that really does make the day.
Yeah, okay, so we've got fireworks later on tonight. Do you know what time they kick off?
The Whitford Fireworks Spectacular, as we're calling it. That'll start at 7 o'clock, so hopefully you've all had a good feed, and better hang around for the fireworks and then drive home safely after that.
Yeah, for sure. No, it should be a fantastic day, not just today, but of course tomorrow as well. So get the family out. You always see a lot of school kids out and about enjoying the field day, and I'm sure it'll be no different later on today. Mate, know that you're busy. Thank you for your time today, and good luck over the next couple of days.
Thank you, Troy. Thank you for the call, and we wish to see all you guys come along and enjoy the show. Thank you.
Now, the Horsepower Highway, have you travelled this yet? If you're around WA somewhere, great place to go along and travel. You see different tractors along the way. It's on your way to the Stirling National Ranges, just a great spot heading to Nowangara. Now, I can tell you that the Lucinda tanks, they have finally finished. What a great effort this is. It was a great accomplishment by Jerome Davenport, the visual artist, and a tribute to local women in and around Nowangara. This is just amazing. These photos are brilliant. You can check out the Facebook page, the Horsepower Highway, or better still, check out our Facebook page, Triple M Great Southern. The murals are absolutely unbelievable. Had a chance to catch up with Cassie Beck from the Horsepower Highway, and we also caught up too with Jerome Davenport, the visual artist who did these amazing photos with a spray can. Yes, a spray can. Morning, Cass.
How you going, Troy?
Oh, not bad, because, well, hey, some good news. The Lucinda tanks are finished.
Oh, it's so exciting. So you've been following for the last few months our progress in the different installations, and this is one of our major installations. It is a beautiful mural onto the emergency tanks on the Formby South Road heading into the Stirling Range National Park that honour the contributions of women to rural life. And it is magnificent. In fact, Troy, it's so magnificent that the Australian Art Solo Trail has already shared it about 175 times.
Wow.
And it's reached like 300,000 people.
Now, I believe a little birdie tells me that you've got the man there with you, Jerome Davenport. Is that right?
He's sitting right here. Yes, he's very keen to talk. He's a very clever man.
Is. Yeah, well, I think the last time I spoke to Jerome, he was doing the mural outside of the IGA there.
That's right. So Jerome came late in 2020.
Yeah.
And did a beautiful mural on the side of the IGA building that is there to sort of welcome people as they come into Stirling Range National Park. It's got a beautiful yellow-crested striped tit on there, which is a very rare bird, and some flora and fauna. So we're kind of getting a little bit of a Jerome landscape happening in Nowangara up now.
He's taken over Nowangara up, really, isn't he?
Right.
Fantastic.
His own little gallery.
All right, let's speak to the man himself, Jerome. Hey, mate, nice to speak to you again.
Yeah, g'day, mate. It's great to catch up again.
You're just about painting the town pink over there at Nowangara up, mate.
I know. I feel like I'm really making my mark on the town, and I think I'll be back again by the looks of it.
Yeah, no, for sure. Now, for those people who haven't seen these photos, and we are going to put them up on the Triple M Great Southern Facebook page very soon. Mate, you've done these, what, just by a spray can?
Yeah, all spray can, yep. So we got the opportunity to work with some local women who really represent the diversity and the age groups of women in rural life. And we did a photo shoot, and then followed up that with the mural itself. which is a great composition, a great variety of different women and from all different backgrounds.
So you're telling me and the listeners that you're painting these just by photo, is that right?
Yep. Wow. Just work off a photo with a spray can, yeah.
Amazing, mate. Just amazing. If you haven't seen these photos, and as I said, we will put them up on the on our Facebook page for you very soon, but check out the Horsepower Highway and just amazing photos, mate.
No problem. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Troy, I'm going to interrupt there to say that not only is it more amazing just working off the photo, but you need to understand that these images are very, very large. So they are done... figures and facts and things have to be done in the mind of the artist as they're taking it from the photo image into the tank and into that big sort of sphere. And, you know, so many people locally completely recognise it. This is not like just, oh, these people look kind of almost like it. These people look exactly like it.
No, the one there of, is it Heidi, the fire lady?
Oh, yeah, isn't that magnificent? That's so powerful.
She's
one of our Borden residents. She's lovely and works with the Borden Bushfire Brigade. She actually did a lot of work up in the Stirling Ranch National Park with those fires back at the beginning of last year. How strong and amazing does she look?
Yeah, that one, the young Shearer lady there. Look,
just, Dale?
Yeah.
Yep, just Dale, with, looking yeah, powerful.
Just with that, with the shear in her hand. Just amazing.
With the necklace. Pink top.
Yeah.
Thing that going on. Yeah, yeah. She looks very powerful and, give the men a run for their money.
For sure. Now, there is one lady missing, isn't there?
No missing ladies there.
Okay, Troy. I fixed that up. I put him back on again. Somehow or other, one of them had dropped off overnight.
Oh, right. I was going to say there's no C. Beck on this. Hey, what happened here?
Too busy looking after the rest of the Horsepower Highway. Right, which brings me to the next point, Troy. You know, Mad Max is going out next week.
Oh, is he going out next week? Oh, look at that, hey? Jeez, the tractors are going out thick and fast, so we might have to get Jerome to sort of do one up.
Yeah.
Hey?
It's probably on the to-do list.
What is, speaking of on the to-do list, mate, what is next for you to do?
Next, I'm going back up to Waroona to finish a project there and then on to a month-long mural in Kellerberrin.
Oh, okay.
For their 100th anniversary for the agricultural show.
Fantastic. So, a lot of rural work. So if you had to do a mural on a tractor, a part of the Horsepower Highway, what would it be, mate?
Oh, that would be a tough one. I guess it all depends on what the theme is and we'll have to just have a bit of a brainstorm about that. But I'd be open to it.
Yes, I reckon Cassie's probably writing that down about now, I reckon. Yes, to get Jerome to do tractor. That'll be,
Jerome's actually seems to have got he's got a niche in a lot of different places because he's painted overseas and everywhere.
Yeah.
But what I love is that someone who has got country roots originally has been able to come back and give back to so many rural communities and give them some pride and some... it's something to feel really special about.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's just a really great bloke in that sense, is that with all the fame and with all the accolades of his amazing talent, he hasn't let that stop him from being able to associate and be really part of just the normal people in rural communities.
So, Jerome, were you taught how to do this, mate, or did it just come freely to you?
Self-taught there, mate. Wow. I don't think many people teach you how to use a spray can.
Well, not the way that you use it anyway, but...
not quite.
That's unbelievable, mate. So how long have you been doing this for?
Coming up to about 15 years now, and about 8 or 9 full-time.
Wow.
It keeps me pretty busy and lets me travel the countryside, which is nice.
All right. So that's it for Nawangara up at the moment, mate. You could be heading back soon.
Yeah, we're all wrapped up here. Yeah, sealed, delivered.
All right. So, check out the Horsepower Highway. Check out the Facebook page there today. Or, as we said, we'll put these photos up. I think Cassie will let me share these photos on our Facebook page. So have a look at these by the man himself, Jerome Davenport. Mate, congratulations on it. And, Cassie, another job well done there for the Horsepower Highway.
Yes, thanks. And, you know, Jerome... just want to remind our listeners, Troy, that when they want to come and see this in real life, they need to download the interactive map off the Facebook page or the Instagram account, which we've got now, and then they can follow and see all of Jerome's work and the installations and read about the local history.
What's the Instagram?
The Horsepower Highway.
Okay. Hey, thank you two for your time this morning. Know that you're busy. We'll chat again soon, I'm sure.
Thanks, Troy.
Thanks, Troy.
And that is it for today's podcast. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back with your live and local brekkie show tomorrow morning from 6 right here on the Great Southern's Triple M. Lovely to be having your company. We will catch you all again soon.